Good evening and welcome to Plan Lehigh Valley, the WDIY program presented along with our partners from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. Our show today takes a deep dive into what will be a frenetic planning year ahead with more than a dozen big projects in the schedule, including some that will have major impacts in our housing, transportation, and environment. Many of these projects will lay the groundwork for how we live, travel, and recreate for decades to come. As always, our hosts from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission are Executive Director Becky Bradley and Managing Editor Matt Assad. Welcome.
Hello.
Good evening.
Becky Bradley has over 25 years of experience in city regional economic development, historic preservation, and transportation planning. She's been the Executive Director of the LVPC since August 2013 and is leading a $4.4 billion regional transportation planning program. Becky also manages development proposal reviews that in the last decade included more than 25,000 new housing units and nearly 40 million square feet of commercial industrial space. Matt Assad had a 30-year career as an award-winning journalist, including 25 years as an investigative reporter for the Morning Call. He joined the Planning Commission as managing editor in 2017. Matt, let's start with you. Last month, we talked about how busy 2024 was, but it looks like 2025 might actually be busier. What's coming up this year?
Well, that's true. I'm not sure we've had a year like this, like we're about to have, at least not while I've been here over the past 8 years. I think I've counted at least 12 major projects, including a few that are really going to sort of set a blueprint for the next several decades and far down the road. We'll be continuing our climate action work. That's something we've been focused on for really more than a decade, and we're going to keep doing that in some form. There's also like the first of its kind regional watershed plan. This will be a motto, I think, that the state is kind of hoping works, and we're going to be testing it because we're going to be doing them all at once. There are several transportation plans, including a major one involving Route 22 and another involving Bus Rapid Transit. We're going to do some trails work. We're going to do population and employment forecasting, which we do every few years as the sort of official census affiliate. We're still working with 19 communities on multi-municipal plans. There's a lot going on. That's sort of the tip of the iceberg. And this is going to be one of those seminal years that just has a tremendous impact for decades to come.
Interesting. Now, Becky, Matt mentioned climate action. This is one of those issues that affects literally everyone in the region. What climate work will the LVPC be doing this year?
Yeah, back in the 2013-2014 timeframe, we really started looking at some of the emergency management components of our region. And in talking to, you know, firefighters, talking to, you know, people who operate ambulances, police, other things, of the county emergency management agencies, the state, we really started to notice that there were changes in the types of response and need for response. So issues more related to flooding, needing for fire departments to be trained on water rescue, other things of that nature. And when we really started drilling down, we realized that, you know, there's increased amounts of flooding. That's, you know, related to a lot of things, including increased development. So there were a lot of issues. We're starting to see landslides that close roads and conversations with PennDOT and other things. So we've always looked at the issue of what people now call climate action is a very practical exercise in understanding what we need in order to keep people safe and for the amount of need for response to be reduced. We also look at things that our community has been talking to us about. We all know about wildfire issues. We had a terrible air quality last summer related to Canadian wildfires. We've all seen what's been happening out in California. With additional development, there's additional emissions from vehicles, industry, and other things. So there's a significant concern about our air quality. So there's a whole series of very practical issues. Healthcare communities concerned about asthma rates and other things related to air quality. But I mean, you could see that it's really a private sector, an individual, and a government or public sector need to have a practical discussion about our environment, how you manage it from a practical perspective, and where we can make improvements that help everybody's safety. So we're really focused on those aspects of climate action, which again is a term that has been used widely for at least a decade now. But at the end of the day, we're focused on creating priority plan for action and to come up really with kind of a business strategy that fills in the need with industry, public sector, and individuals to have a clean and healthy environment, whether it's clean drinking water, safe transportation systems, and the like. So we're going to focus more on that in 2025 and hopefully beyond.
So, Becky, I understand from past conversations that we're actually partnering with Carbon County and Warren County, New Jersey on climate action. Is this the first time we're doing that?
Yeah, because we always think of the Lehigh Valley as Lehigh and Northampton counties, right? Because that's, the political jurisdiction of our region. However, our metropolitan statistical area, which is, a larger a geography based on mobility patterns and connectivity and job things like traffic movements and other things, that's set by the federal government. But it includes Warren County, New Jersey, and Carbon County, Pennsylvania. And so those are areas that have a important connections to what we call the Lehigh Valley. So it's important to really talk to the neighbors, especially when you're planning emergency response related items. I mean, we do share a river with Warren County, New Jersey. We share a mountain with Carbon County. So these are opportunities for us, again, to look at our connectivity to other places and to have good partnerships with the communities that are adjacent to us that share the same metropolitan statistical boundary.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Are there other environment related projects that are happening this year?
Oh, yes. This one, and I'm warning everybody, I'm going to geek out here. But stormwater management is one of those things that most people don't think a lot about. And we're working on a regional watershed management plan. But when it fails, and you end up with flooding, property damage, polluted waterways, so you're seeing how these things all kind of tie together. That's an issue, right? So the Lehigh Valley has 15 watersheds, each with a separate watershed management plan. The problem is that some of those date to the 1980s, and we have a rapidly growing region. So there's been a lot of development in the past 3 decades, a lot of areas where we're seeing additional flooding and the like. So updating each watershed plan separately could take 2 decades. So in partnering with the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, it's allowing us to take a never done before approach to updating all of them at once as a single watershed plan. And it's a 2-year process is already underway, and it's going to continue. Really, the big period of it is this year and into to 2026. But at the end of the day, it will really result in us having not only better stormwater management, but better stream corridor management, better and cleaner water, and protections for those assets, which are not only critical to just daily life here, but a key part to our industries, including Ocean Spray, Sam Adams, and all of the entities in the valley, especially with our robust industrial economy that are heavily water-based. So it is an economic plan just as it is an environmental quality plan.
And because it's such an economic boost, or it's so key to economics, that the state has really put a focus on this, and they certainly are giving us the resources to do this, really like never before.
Matt, we've talked a lot of lately about transportation. What's transportation looking like? And I know we're going to talk about Route 22, but why don't you tell us what's in the works for 2025?
So I realize it's starting to sound like I'm obsessed with Route 22.
Because you are.
Anyone who
I'm
drives
obsessed
this thing,
in a different way, I think.
yeah, but anyone who drives this road know that they have a love-hate relationship with this highway. So thanks to a million-dollar grant secured by Senator Nick Miller and PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll, we're going to take a really hard look at all the Route 22's warts, map out a clear vision for how we want it to function in the future. Recommendations are going to address safety, capacity, congestion issues, while providing some alternatives for things like that, we didn't even have when the last one was done. Line painting designed to handle autonomous vehicles, that wasn't something thought of when this was last done in 2001. Where to put alternative fuels, stations, and truck parking. It'll probably discuss high occupancy vehicle lanes and other techniques to make the road a little more efficient. It'll also include some green infrastructure, trees, wildflowers, and plants, stuff that was in our priority climate action plan last year. The plan should be underway by this summer, and it'll be completed by the summer of 2026. It's really a first in-depth look at 22 since 2001, and so much has changed since then. And when we did that plan, it was really not a strategy. This will be a strategy of how to deal with it. That plan was more of a menu of options. And actually, some of those options have been sort of done. We've executed some of the things that were in that, but it wasn't like a plan for the future on how to handle it. And that's what this is going to be. So I'm kind of excited to see what's going to come out of it. And there are a lot of other transportation projects that we're going to have this year. One of the really big ones is enhanced bus service. A lot of resources are going to go into that, but I think Becky is kind of an authority on that. So I'm going to pass it to her.
Yeah, so the bus rapid transit system, which it really is creating almost a light rail system with buses over time, that project is offered by Lehigh and Northampton Transit Authority, or what we all call LANTA. They already have an express bus service that comes as frequently as every 30 minutes on routes through Whitehall, Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton. But the bus rapid transit system itself is going to put more investments to help increase frequency, as well as bring physical changes to the routes that improve pedestrian safety and amenities like crosswalks and the like, bus stops, bus shelters, and the like. So the idea is that we're creating a more efficient way for people to get to work, school, shopping, recreation, and to make our transportation system not only more accessible, but making it easier for people to choose transit is an option for those daily needs that they have. But it's going to take a lot of work, and it will take a number of decades, but it's a huge focus of LANTA in partnership with the LVPC and PennDOT, who happens to own the majority of the roadways along the routes. Our local governments obviously need to be heavily involved as well. So we really have a kind of a working group around how do we advance this and to start to identify and pick the next phase of projects so we can continue to add more and more and more to ultimately create that light rail of buses.
Okay, well, let's go back to talking about the outdoors. Becky, I know the trail network is one of the reasons people say they like living in the Lehigh Valley. Are there trail projects on the schedule this year?
Oh, yes, there are. We're really excited to be working with Lehigh Valley Greenways. It's an amazing partnership that's been around for 2 decades plus. It's with the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, and it's called a conservation landscape group. And what it is it's a group of trail partners, local governments, planning folks like us. Even the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation gets involved on occasion. But what we do is we plan for not only the parks, recreation, and open space network in the region, but we focus in on specific needs. So we're supporting our Lehigh Valley Greenways partnership this year with the Lehigh Valley Trail Gap Analysis. And so it's going to identify the key breaks in the current trail network, the region-wide trail network, so we can plan to create a seamless network. We're going to also work on tying it into the transportation system because this ties very nicely into our work as a metropolitan planning organization. So it's very exciting because during the pandemic and then after, trail usage is through the roof. We also started doing trail surveys, so did the Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor, some other partners, and really learning that people are using it to not just recreate, but to commute. They're using it to get between, their favorite pizza shop in one borough and their home, which is in a township. And we see that up in Slatington borough, for example. So when we started talking to people, we really realized that people are using it as a mobility network. And so as our region grows, oh, there's a great opportunity to create this kind of like mixed use system, without passenger vehicles, obviously, on it, but for walking, biking, even scootering. So people have really had a desire for that. We've seen changes in usage, and we want to figure out, well, how do we connect those or close those gaps? How do we prioritize closing those gaps? And then how do we work towards ultimately getting those gap closures funded and built? So this is a key step in achieving those broader goals, and we're really excited to start working on that about mid-year.
Well, it's good to hear there was something positive that came out of the pandemic, that people started to really get outdoors. That's great. So I know we also did a show a while back on multi-municipal planning. Is that still happening?
Oh my gosh. Yes. What isn't happening in multi-municipal planning? I have something very important to share in that regard. There's eight communities in the Slate Belt, which is in the northeast corner of the Lehigh Valley in Northampton County, right at the Delaware Water Gap. They have come together to create a multi-municipal comprehensive plan. And as of this month, January, well, the end of January here, all eight communities have adopted that comprehensive plan. And that's super exciting because now they have a common and shared set of goals, policies, and actions for what they want to develop, how they want to develop, what farmlands and natural resources they want to preserve, what are their priorities for parks, rec, and open space, for community revitalization, for even emergency management services and workforce development. It's been a really great plan that they put together. Just recently adopted, and it's the first one up there. So it took them quite a number of years. They got slowed down by the pandemic, then they picked it back up. Also, Northampton County awarded them a Grow Norco grant recently, so they can take that plan and then start to review their ordinances against it and then do that next phase, which is making sure like their zoning or their official maps, which tells you, where you want your infrastructure to go, where you want your public facilities to go, to assess those as they exist today and then make any changes to make it consistent with the plan. Now, what something is really important to note here, because there's a lot of misconceptions about multi-municipal planning in Pennsylvania, but all communities retain their rights. They just collaborate and convene and discuss and work through any potential conflicts together. But each municipality retains their rights. So that was done recently. Our River Central partners in the center of the Lehigh Valley, so communities from both Lehigh and Northampton County, so Northampton Borough, North Catasauqua Borough, East Allen Township, Catasauqua Borough, and Hanover Township in Lehigh County, they're wrapping up their ordinance coordination, zoning, and official maps this year as well. Our folks in northwestern Lehigh or northern Lehigh area, so from Slatington all the way over to the New Tripoli area and down to I-78 in Weisenberg Township, over into Low Hill, Washington Township, Lehigh County, and Heidelberg Township. They finished a plan a little over a year ago, and they've just wrapped up their ordinances as well. So, I mean, I could keep going, but you get the idea. There are a lot of communities not only planning together, but then aligning their regulatory environment to be consistent with those overall community goals. And so there's going to be a lot of continued partnership, education, collaboration around that, not just in those locations, but in other ones around the Lehigh Valley. And at this point, Matt, how many communities do we have in multi-municipal
I
plans?
think it's 37 out of the 62.
Which is unheard of for a region anywhere in the state.
It's really a testament to our municipal leaders because this is a tool that's available all over Pennsylvania and nobody is using it the way our communities are here.
Yeah, really what it does, it's a whole series of tools, the plans themselves and then coordinating the ordinances. But beyond that, it's those partnerships and those regular meetings. And when you get a big land development in one community, having a vehicle to sit down and talk about, well, how does it affect the other communities? I mean, that sounds simple, right? Like, it's not hard to hop on a Zoom call or sit down for a cup of coffee or meet in a municipal building, but it doesn't happen without intention. And it's very, very important, especially where you have suburban communities with a lot of growth pressure, converting, you know, into more urban densities. And then you have rural communities starting to convert into suburban communities. And how do you manage that with all the growth? So being able to do that across borders and have those systems in place to have those collaborative conversations and to do problem solving together is really the only way our region is going to manage its growth in a way that's good for everybody. And one of the reasons why we can do it here in the Lehigh Valley, and you don't really see it in other regions, is literally there's a general consensus on what overall values are in the region. I'm not sure people realize how absolutely special that is. I mean, it's diamond level precious. And so because people, you know, want to have this great quality of life that everybody talks about, they tell us what those definitions are. So our work in supporting those multi-municipal efforts, making sure that our regional plan for the counties is consistent with those local initiatives, whether they're multi-municipal or individual municipal, is critically important. So, you know, it's a very strong network that we have here and growing in strength of cross collaboration to make sure that we're meeting the expectations of the Lehigh Valley residents and businesses overall.
Matt, can you talk about some of the forecasting the Planning Commission will be doing this year?
Yeah, this is something we do every few years, and we're going to start doing it later in this year as we begin to update future LV, the regional plan. Forecasting is really something we're doing every year, all the time. But these are really important population and employment forecasts. They will forecast how our population will change over the next 25 years and how many people will be working and actually where they'll be working. So these forecasts will dictate how billions of state and federal dollars flow into the Lehigh Valley. And they're really key to mapping out the future. They play a role in land use, community development, education, transportation planning. It's all really affected by how people think things are going to be in the future. So much depends on these forecasts because they give this statistical snapshot of the valley really every year between now and 2050. You know, unlike two-thirds of Pennsylvania counties, Lehigh and Northampton counties have been growing steadily for decades. And we know that's going to continue. Our last forecast said that. Our last forecast said another 100,000 people by 2050. So we're going to kind of recalibrate that and see if anything has changed with that. Every school district, every municipality wants to see this. Every developer wants to see this. The hospitals call us every time we do it and they want to see it. So this is one of those things that we get a lot of requests, and some of them are from private and nonprofit sector organizations. So they all really want to see, you know, how the trajectory is for the Lehigh Valley. It just affects so much.
All right. So, and I think I've saved the big one for last, housing. Becky, we've been in a monumental housing shortage for years. How do we get out of this?
Build more housing. But that's a really simple statement to solve a very, very, very complicated problem. So right now we have a nearly 9,000 unit housing shortage, and that's making it difficult for people to find housing in at any price level. You can't stay in your neighborhood necessarily that you grew up in if you were a first-time home buyer. We had the opportunity to speak with Mayor Reynolds from Bethlehem recently, and he noted that in the past 5 years, rental prices in just the city of Bethlehem are up 60%. And that home prices are almost up that high. So it's creating an issue of supply, right? Like, we all need housing, whether it's in the cities, whether it's in the suburban communities. And so how do you really manage that? One of the things that the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission has been working to put together for several years, and now we're working towards doing more on this, is we're going to create a housing business plan. Lehigh County is funding it on behalf of the entire region. And we're bringing in the Urban Land Institute Terwilliger Center for Housing to work with us on it. That provides us a national perspective that we're matching up with then our regional perspective and a huge analysis that will be out here in early February for everyone to take a look at. We're even having a series of forums to collaborate with developers, the lending community and bankers, realtors, our local governments, our school districts, because, you know, you don't want to have your school districts overwhelmed when, you know, new housing is built, but you get the idea. It's a cross-sector collaboration across the people and entities that really are responsible for housing. I mean, there's a whole host of reasons why we have such a housing shortage. Everything from that pesky, what seems like a long time ago, you know, 2008 housing downturn, it's essentially nearly stopped housing production for a decade. Yet our population was growing. So available units started to get occupied. Then housing did start to recover. You know, you're talking 2013, 14, 15 at that time frame. And the development community has been, you know, really getting about 2,000 units a year out of the ground and ready for occupancy, but it's not enough. So you had the delay, the population growth, you still have population growth, and that's kind of led to some development concerns. But you have persistently higher interest rates than you had in the past. And so people don't want to give up a 3.5% or 4% mortgage to move, you know, out of their starter home into, you know, their next home, to open up that starter home for someone who needs it. And I mean, those are just examples of many, many issues that have led to the, quite frankly, crisis that we see ourselves in now. The one really, really awesome thing, and I think our timing couldn't have been more impeccable, is the fact that the state is also doing a statewide housing plan at the same time that we're going to be creating our housing supply and attainability strategy. So we're going to be able to leverage those statewide resources into our plan and then support the state in their effort. So these are really, really good times for us to be working on these issues together and to unlocking a huge housing shortage. Will it happen overnight? No. One of the things that Jill Seitz, our chief regional planner, always reinforces to all of us, and she's absolutely right. Look, we get a development proposed by a private sector development entity or maybe a nonprofit, if it's an affordable housing project or a housing authority or redevelopment authority from, you know, one of the cities, and we don't get it back for recording, which is key to then knowing that there's going to stick shovels in the ground soon, for sometimes 2 years. It's recorded, the developer locks in their financing, and it's another 2 years before then those units are occupied. So you can talk at a minimum of 2 years from proposal to get a shovel in the ground to potentially up to 5, 6, 7 years before the units are occupiable. And that's not necessarily a regulatory issue at all. It's a matter of these are big, complicated projects. They have to figure out housing developments in particular. You have to figure out how do you get your sewer? How do you get your water? Developers have to lock in financing, construction loans, which then get turned into permanent financing if they are intending to keep it in rental. Then you have to have people get mortgages if it's an ownership product. So you can kind of see how these layers all kind of tie in together and make it a really persistent and compound complex issue. So working together on all of these things is going to be critical, and we're bringing together industry, governments, and even the nonprofit sector to help us with that, and are super grateful that the Commonwealth and Governor Shapiro's team, Secretary Sager from Pennsylvania Department of Community Economic Development, are interested in, you know, being part of our conversation and have welcomed us into theirs.
I know it's a big issue, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about it. We are out of time now. I'm sure there's going to be more issues that we're going to discuss throughout the year here. We want to thank Becky and Matt from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission for your time this evening. You've been listening to Plan Lehigh Valley, and you can listen to this program again by going to our website at wdiy.org or on the WDIY app or your favorite podcast platform. I'm your host, Margaret McConnell, and you're listening to WDIY 88.1 FM. Have a great night.